Welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and this is our 218th show. For today's guest, cornerback Bryce Hall from the UVA football team, it's his second appearance on the podcast. Bryce, good to have you back.
How's it going? It's an honor to be back.
So first of all, congratulations are in order. You're the first UVA cornerback since Chase Minifield in 2011 to be named to the All-ACC first team, and I'm sure more honors are coming for you. What was your reaction to getting that honor?
I just thought it was just such a blessing because, you know, just all the recognition and the love that, you know, I've been receiving after the season has just truly been, you know, humbling, and it's just truly just motivating to just keep on doing, you know, things that we've been doing.
When you committed to UVA, your other offers were from such schools as Coastal Carolina, Delaware State, Albany, Duquesne, Delaware. In 3 years here, you've gone from an under-the-radar recruit to all-conference selection. Do you ever step back and marvel at how far you've come and how fast?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I didn't, you know, in my heart and in my mind, I truly knew what I was capable of doing when I got here. And so it was just like, it was more a matter of now I have this, you know, opportunity to showcase my gifts and talents. And so, like, just looking back on it, it's kind of funny just how everything aligned. And I'm so glad that, you know, I didn't get offered by some of those bigger schools, because I feel like this school that I'm at right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
You lead the nation in pass breakups with 20. You also have 2 interceptions, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 recovered fumble this season. I know you're a harsh critic of your own play.
Yeah.
You've been happy with, obviously, there's a lot of good this season.
Mm-hmm.
How happy are you with the way you've played?
Yeah, I think, you know, I feel as though obviously there's so much more I need to improve on. But as far as this year and what I've been able to accomplish, you know, I think it's pretty cool because, you know, I set goals and, you know, I had a vision for where I wanted to be this year. And so to see those kind of come forth, you know, I think the things that have unfolded this year is, you know, everything is happening for a reason. Everything is, you know, timely. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, everything that's happened this year is, you know, just keeps preparing me for, you know, what I need to improve on next year and moving forward. And so, you know, I'm thankful for all the things that have happened this year. And, you know, I trust and believe everything that's happened thus far is preparing me for, you know, what's to come.
You and your teammates learned Sunday afternoon that you're headed to Charlotte to face South Carolina in the Belk Bowl on December 29th. What are your thoughts on the matchup? Were you expecting to end up in Charlotte? Knowing you, the way you like to break down film, had you started looking at South Carolina already?
Actually, I have not looked at South Carolina yet. I've been trying to just finish up all my schoolwork and complete all my final projects and papers so I can just, you know, kind of just be totally, you know, locked in for bowl week. So I haven't even got a chance to look at their film, but I know they're an explosive offense and it's going to be a good challenge for us in the secondary and on defense especially.
How much time have you spent in Charlotte, if any? You ever been there?
I've never been to Charlotte.
So, well, it's a good bowl. You'll enjoy it. The bowl practices have not really started yet, but the players have been lifting and working out with the strength and conditioning staff. Obviously, last year the military bowl did not go as anyone here wanted it to go.
Uh-huh.
Do you sense a different mindset among the players and maybe the coaches this year, or is it too early to tell?
Absolutely. I think just the expectation has just risen. Last year it was like, it was more of let's get to a bowl game. Now we expect more, and we have higher standards of ourselves and not just getting to a bowl game, but, you know, winning a bowl game and, you know, doing so much more. And so the expectation has risen, and the competitive, you know, just the competitive spirit is up. And so, you know, I would say those are the kind of the biggest differences from last year.
How difficult has it been to move on from the overtime losses to Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech? Because obviously, as good as the season has been, you win those two games, you're talking 9-3 right now instead of 7-5.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, those losses definitely hurt, and sometimes they linger. Me personally, I'm over that. I think everything happened, because it was, I think everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that. And so, I'm not dwelling on the past and what could have been. I'm moving forward and I'm learning, how does that situation prepare me moving forward, and how can I learn from those experiences that are going to make us as a better football team, and what do we need to do moving forward? That's kind of my mindset. And so, I've already put those things in the past to bed. Obviously, sometimes, like when you hear different things, they linger in. But, if you dwell too much on the past, it really affects your present state. And so, I'm always geared and moving forward to the future, because I know, the present isn't always constant for me.
Against Virginia Tech, you got your hands on a deep ball late in the fourth quarter. It's kind of a tug of war with you and the tight end, and he ended up winning. Mm-hmm. Is that a play you've rewatched a million times, or you watch it once and just move on, like you said?
I didn't need to watch it more than a few times. I already knew I had to play vividly in my head. Honestly, that it was a competitive play, and that's something that, like I said, I'm learning from that and moving forward. Now I gotta, everything in the air has to be mine. That's one of the things I'm learning, and I learned that in those situations, you can't be afraid of those moments. You can't be afraid to, fail. You gotta go. You gotta take it. And so that was a hard lesson to learn. He just wanted it more at that time, but, that truly made me stronger for it. And so, moving forward now, I know what I need to do.
Your name is popping up regularly now in NFL mock drafts for 2019. How aware are you that? Do you just try to block that out during the regular season, or is that something in the back of your mind a lot?
Obviously I hear so much about it, and, people are, it's kind of hard to, get away from all that buzz and stuff like that. The way I deal with it is, obviously you gotta spend some time thinking about it, but honestly, I know exactly what's in my future. I know, what I want and what I'm after, and so, I take those in a perspective, and so like. Right now, I'm focused on being the best leader that I can be moving forward onto South Carolina. I'm focused on, develop myself as a player and as a person. And so, really, that kind of comes second, because, football, like I've told this before, like football is what I do. It's not who I am. And so, this gives me the platform, to help, impact the lives of others. And so, when that comes up, that I really try and distance myself from that until I'm ready to sit down and actually
think about,
assess that situation.
You're from Harrisburg, PA. What's been the reaction back home to your success here?
It's so much love coming from back home, friends, and just, family that have just shown so much love and support. And it's cool to see that. There is love, and it's nothing negative. Mm-hmm. They truly want you to succeed, and they just love to support, everywhere where I'm from, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So that's a huge shout out to them, and it's awesome.
You played at Bishop McDevitt High School, which has a storied football program. Your alma mater has sent a number of players to the NFL, including LeSean McCoy, Ricky Waters, and Aaron Berry. When you're growing up and you're in high school, did you see the NFL as a realistic goal, or is it something you even thought about, or you just figure I'll take care of the present and the future will take care of itself?
Yeah, it's funny because I actually almost gave up football my junior year. I literally thought I was going to give up football going into my junior year, and then I came back right at the end of summer. So, I believed, and I did believe I was going to be able to play at the next level, because I just believed in, the way I approach the game. So I always had that confidence that, you know, if I give everything I have, you know, I can absolutely make it to the next level.
You've become famous here for the countless hours you devote to film study. Did you have that same work ethic when you arrived here in the summer of 2016?
Like as a freshman?
Yeah.
That's where it started, because now I was like a little skinny. I was a skinny little freshman. I wasn't athletic enough to really, like, I didn't think I was athletic enough to really, you know, cover these top level ACC right. corners. So I had to figure out some type of edge and advantage, you know. And so that the way I prepared and studied the game was one way to kind of get that edge mentally if I didn't have it physically.
Have you I know other players have kind of followed your lead with that. They've seen what it's done for you. Do you kind of mentor any of the younger DBs in that regard?
Yeah.
And who?
Yeah, I try and mentor as many that I listen, you know, all of them. You know, I'm constantly sharing, you know, I'm asking them what they see, you know, when we're whatever they see, because I like to learn from them as much as they like to learn from me. So, and I'm just kind of giving them tips and advices, you know, throughout the process. And I think the main thing is just sticking through it, because it can get boring and repetitive. And, you know, the main thing is just sticking through it and being consistent and, you know, trusting, you know, in the process and, you know, really just trying to, you know, and so that's what I try and instill on our DBs and everybody on the defense and anybody that's really hungry to learn and get better.
You were originally slotted at wide receiver here.
Yeah.
You weren't all that enthusiastic about the move to corner at first, were you?
No, I was – I honestly was – when they told me that I was going to corner, I was scared, because I was like, ain't no way – like, I've never played corner. And I'm like, you know, corner is – you got to be brave to play corner, because any little, you know, you mess up a route, or, you know, it's the ball goes, you know, it's second and 10, you know, you go back to the huddle, but you slip up to even a slightly at corner, it's six, and you can cost your team the game. And so just that knowing, kind of that pressure that was on me, really, like, it was nervous. It was nerve-wracking at first. So that's – and that even, you know, made me even more motivated to try and prepare.
I mean, it's one of those positions where generally if you mess up at corner, everybody in the stadium can tell. If you mess up at offensive guard
– exactly.
Maybe they know, maybe they don't.
Exactly.
Of all your highlights this season, the favorite, I think, of your coaches and many fans was the one against Miami when you saved a touchdown by sprinting across the field and tackling Travis Homer after a 70-yard gain. When you took off running, was there any question in your mind that you'd be able to track him down?
I really just kind of like almost blacked out in the sense when I started running off. Like I literally like I saw him, made that split-second decision, and just started, you know, putting my head down and start pumping my arms and legs. And then, like, it just kind of – it happened where I just accelerated and caught him and then pushed him out.
So Sean Griswold later calculated your speed at 22 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Did that show a side of you? That everyone knew you were physical and played the ball well in the air, but that was a chance to show your speed.
Oh, yeah. And – now everybody knows it, and so I'm always telling the DBs, like, I'm the fastest player on the team. The numbers don't lie, so they can't argue with me.
Speaking of Grizz, he selected you to break the rock in the locker room after the Duke game down in Durham. What was that experience like? And that tradition that Grizz brought here really seems to have taken hold.
Yeah. That is special, because, you know, when you – to break the rock, it's an honor. That means you played your butt off. You helped your team to get a victory. And, you know, you're kind of, you know, honored by your teammates. And so that's a special, you know, tradition that we brought here. And, you know, everything Coach Grizz brought to this program has just elevated us to a whole nother level. So we're, you know, we're extremely grateful and thankful that he became part of our family.
Your defensive coordinator is also your position coach,
yep.
Nick Howell. He's something of a mystery to many people outside the football program because he doesn't do interviews. You spend part of every day with him. What impact has Coach Howell had?
He really doesn't do interviews?
He does not do interviews. So Kelly Papenga is the spokesman
for
the defense. But what impact has Coach Howell had on your development as a football player and as a DB?
Man, he's meant so much. He's meant so much to my growth and development. And I can't even put in words just how much he's, you know, pushed me and got on me. And so, like, you know, I need, you know, coaches like that are truly, you know, I think are the best coaches. The ones that don't care what you've done, you know, they don't show any favoritism, whether you all ACC or not. He's going to coach you, you know, with passion every single day, doesn't get tired. And so he just instilled just so much of a toughness in me, pushing me past my limits, you know, and just, you know, just teaching me so many life lessons I can, you know, move forward with that's going to help me be successful as a man on the field and off the field. And so, you know, Coach Howell just, man, he's just taught me so much and helped me so much on my growth and development.
Even with all the injuries and attrition on the defensive line, Virginia ranks third in the ACC in scoring defense and third in total defense. That's a major improvement from last year.
Uh-huh.
What's been the key to the progress? And, I mean, is this kind of the standard for the defense going forward, do you think?
Yeah.
To play at that level?
Absolutely. Because I think what we learned this year is that we had no, like, super – like, we had no superstars on this team. It was literally, like, we all relied upon each other. And so it wasn't like, you know, one individual that had to make everything happen. It was literally like a collective unit. We all played well together. We gelled well together. We played hard. And because it was more of a team than, you know, an individual effort, then that just allowed us to, you know, play, have so much more success this year, I believe.
What kind of crew will you have in Charlotte for the bowl game? How big a cheering section?
I have no idea. For me personally, I think, you know, I think my family's gonna come, like my mom and dad, and I'm not sure whoever else is gonna come.
What one final question? This is an opportunity for the team to win 8 games, which it's only done once in the past decade.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think an 8th win this year would mean for the program going forward and in terms of generating momentum for next year?
It'd be huge. It'd absolutely be huge in propelling our program, just bringing that confidence and just elevating that expectation to confirm, you know, all the hard work that we put in and just propelling us into next year. So that'd be huge.
Well, listen, thanks again for crossing the street to JPJ. Good luck with finals and with your bowl prep, and we'll see you in Charlotte.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
My pleasure. For information on the Belk Bowl, check virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.